B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Nun Gimel. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, with the Mishnah. We're in the middle of the Perek, B'meh Beheima Yoitza, U'B'meh Eino Yoitza. Different animals, with what are they allowed to go out into Rishus HaRabim? We've already learned that a person's animals must not do certain melachos on Shabbos. Going out, carrying in Rishus HaRabim is something which one's animals are not allowed to do. And we're going to see now some more halachas, different animals and different things they're allowed to go out with. Says the Mishnah, Chamoyer a donkey, yoitza b'mardas. A mardas is a saddle cloth, not to be confused with an ukuf, which is a saddle. The difference being that an ukuf, a saddle, is placed on an animal in order for it to carry a burden. But a mardas is to cover the animal just in order to keep it warm, and is generally put underneath the ukuf, right onto the back of the animal. So a donkey is allowed to go out with a maradas, with a saddle cloth, bizmanshi kshuraboy, when it's tied onto the animal. Zechorim, which are male sheep, known as rams, yoitzim levuvin, are allowed to go out levuvin, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Rechelois, these are the female sheep, known as ewes. Yoitzois shchuzois, they're allowed to go out shchuzois, kvulois ukvunois. We'll see in the Gemara what these things mean. Ha'izim, the goats, yoitzois tzururois, may go out tzururois, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Reb Yoisi oisir bekulon, not like the Tanakhama that allows everything we just mentioned. Reb Yoisi says they're all osir, chutz min arachelim hakvunois, besides for the rachelin, that's the ewes, the female sheep, are allowed to go out kvunois. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, izim yoitzois tzururois, liyabesh avaloi lecholov. Rabbi Yehuda says, unlike the Tanakhama that says that the izim are allowed to go out tzururois in any event, Rabbi Yehuda says they're allowed to go out tzururois only if it's liyabesh, but not if it's lecholov. And we're going to have to see all these things in the Gemara. And before we start the Gemara, we have to make it clear that some of the things mentioned in this Mishnah are osur because of masui, because they are carrying, they are a burden for the animal. It's considered as if the animal is carrying something. And in other cases, even when it's not called a masui, it's not called a burden, we have to make sure that whatever they're carrying is not going to fall off them in the Rishus HaRabim, and then we risk the owners lifting up, picking up in the Rishus HaRabim whatever may have fallen down and carrying it in Rishus HaRabim, and that in its own right is a serious issa. And when there's a risk of that happening, then even in the event that whilst it's on the animal, it's not called that the animal is carrying, it's nonetheless osa, because we do not want to take the risk of making the owners transgress the issa of carrying in Rishus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel. And the first thing the Gemara is going to discuss is the first part of the Mishnah, Chamoyer Yoitza B'mardas B'zman Shikshuraboy. A donkey is allowed to go out with a saddle cloth once and only if it's tied onto the donkey. Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, V'hu Shekshuraloy Me'erev Shabbos. It must be that the saddle cloth is tied to the donkey, not just on Shabbos, but it must have been tied onto the donkey even from before Shabbos. And Rashi on Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis explains that when it's tied onto the donkey on Erev Shabbos, then it does not look like a burden. Then we can consider it as a cloth, as part of the donkey to keep it warm. However, when it's put on Shabbos, then it looks like it's a burden for the donkey and is therefore osa. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman, Masnisin Nami Daika, we can bring proof to what Shmuel said from a Mishnah later on Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis. Diktoni, Ein Hachamoyer Yoitza B'mardas B'zman She'ein Okshur Aloy. In this Mishnah we learned that a Chamoyer is allowed to go out with a Mardas if it's tied. In a Mishnah later on we're going to see that a Chamoyer is not allowed to go out with it when it's not tied. And the Gemara explains, Hei Chadomi, the next Mishnah that says that a donkey is not allowed to go out with a maradas if it's not tied, what's it talking about? Are we saying that the Mishnah is coming to say that if the maradas is not connected to the donkey at all, that you're not allowed to go out with it, pshita. It goes without saying. You don't need to say it in the Mishnah. Dilma noflule v'osi la'asuye. Maybe it's going to fall off the donkey and the owner is going to take it in the Rosh Hashanah, and that's also, we don't need a Mishnah to tell us that. Elolav, it must be the next Mishnah is talking about She'enok shura me'erev Shabbos. Of course it's tied now when he wants to go out, but it was not tied on Erev Shabbos, and therefore the donkey's not allowed to go out with that maradas on Shabbos. Michlal, we can deduce from there, the ratio that in our Mishnah, Shekshura loy me'erev Shabbos, that when is a donkey, yes, allowed to go out with the maradas, if it was tied onto the donkey, from Erev Shabbos. Shema mino, that's proof to what Shmuel said, that our Mishnah that allows a donkey to go out with the maradas is only if it was tied on from before Shabbos. Tanya namiyachi, we have a brisa to this effect. Chamoyer yoitza b'maradas, a chamoyer is allowed to go out on Shabbos with the maradas, bizman shekshura loy me'erev Shabbos. If it was tied onto the donkey from Erev Shabbos, it's completely explicit in that braisa. And the braisa continues, V'loi b'ukuf, however, a donkey is not allowed to go out with a saddle, afal pi shekshura loy me'erev Shabbos, even if it was tied onto the animal from Erev Shabbos. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argues and says, af b'ukuf, a donkey is allowed to go out with a saddle on Shabbos, bizman shekshura loy me'erev Shabbos, on condition that it was tied onto the animal from before Shabbos. And Rashi explains, because the ukuf is also somewhat used in order to keep the animal warm, and therefore in the same way as a maradas, if it was tied from before Shabbos, the chamoyer is allowed to go out with it, so too the ukuf. Ubilvad shelo yikshur loy masrichin, ubilvad shelo yifshur loy retzua tachas is novoy. Since an ukuf was typically used to carry burdens, to carry packages or whatever it may have been, and we're afraid that when the donkey is going to go up a hill, that the ukuf together with the whole load is going to fall backwards, and the way to stop that happening is that they would strap on the ukuf around its neck, and that would stop the ukuf from falling back. And so too, when the chamer is going downhill, we're afraid that the ukuf with the whole load is going to fall forward to the head of the donkey and fall off. To stop that happening, they would tie the ukuf at the back under its tail. And that's what it says here. Ubilvad shelo yikshur loy masrichin, that you must not put breast straps. The ukuf is not allowed to be tied on by the breasts of the animal around its neck to stop it falling back. Ubilvad shelo yifshur loy retzua, and you do not suspend a strap, tachas novi, under its tail, because if those straps are in place, then it's clear that what you're trying to do is to carry a weight and to go out with a load on Shabbos, and that's asa, and therefore an ukuf that's tied in this way may not be gone out with on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Boy minei Rav Asi bar Nosson mirabchia bar Rav Ashi, mahu litein maradas al gabe chamoyer b'Shabbos. We've said already that if the maradas is not on the animal before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to go out with it into a Rishus HaRabim. But are you allowed to put a maradas onto a donkey in the Chotzer, not in the Rishus HaYochid, not going out into a Rishus HaRabim? Is that muta or not? The reason that one shouldn't be able to do it is because one is not allowed to exert oneself in any way on Shabbos. And since what one is doing is exerting oneself, one is working in order to put the maradas on the animal, maybe it's asa, maybe not. That was the question that Rav Asi bar Nosson asked to Rav Chiya bar Rav Ashi. Omar le, mutter, he said it was mutter. Omar le, v'chima bein ze l'ukuf. Why is that different to an ukuf? Why would it be mutter to put a maradas on the animal? Because you're helping the animal. The animal is getting cold and you want it to be warm. And in order to alleviate the pain of an animal, you're allowed to put a maradas on. So why is that different to an ukuf? And in the question of the Gemara, it would seem that we have a source that an ukuf, even to relieve the pain of an animal, and we'll soon see that's referring to taking off an ukuf. If the ukuf is making the animal overheat, and therefore it's causing pain to the animal, are we allowed to take off the ukuf? And the Gemara in the question seemed to take it for granted, you're not allowed to take off an ukuf. And that, so that was the question that was asked. Why should it be mutter to put a mardas on and also to take an ukuf off? Ishtik, he didn't respond. So the Gemara assumed that he didn't hold of the question, and he assumed that you are allowed to take off an ukuf in order to relieve the pain of the animal in the same way as you're allowed to put on a mardas in order to relieve its pain. Eisvei, in the Gemara, says that's not the case. It's explicit, and the Braisa says follows. Ukuf shal gabe chamoir. If a chamoir is wearing an ukuf, a saddle, lo yitalteleno biyodo, you should not take it off with your hands. Elo milicho mivio b'chotza. You can take the donkey for a walk up and down in the chotza. V'hunayful meilov, and it will fall off on its own. So you see explicitly that you're not allowed to take off an ukuf. And by the way, the Gemara mentions, hashta litoil omris loy, once it's clear you're not allowed to take off a saddle with your hands, laniach miboya, we take it for granted that you're not allowed to put on a saddle. And Rashi explains the reason that you shouldn't be able to put on a saddle is because it looks like you're going to put a load on it, and that would be asa on Shabbos. But either way, you see here from here that even to relieve the pain when an animal is getting too hot, you're not allowed to take it off. You're not allowed to take off the saddle with your hands. So why is it so clear that you're allowed to put a mardas on? Omar le Rav Zeira, so Rav Zeira said to Rav Asi, Shavke, leave Rav Chia, don't ask Rav Chia. Rav Chia, he was quiet, and he held it was muta, even to take off an ukuf. You're asking a question from him, but the Braisa says you're not allowed to take off an ukuf. Kerabi Sfirle, he holds like his Rebbe Rav, and Rav, who was a Tana, could argue with the Braisa. The Omar of Chia Barashi, Omar Rav, Toilin Traskel Lebehema B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a feeding basket round the neck for an animal on Shabbos, and that's not to relieve pain. That's in order to give it extra tainug, extra comfort, just that he shouldn't have to bend down, and in order to get his food, you put the food right next to its mouth. And even more so, we take it for granted that you're allowed to put on a mardas to relieve the pain of an animal. Uma hosom de mishum tainuk shari. If in the case of traskel, putting on this feeding basket, you're allowed to put it on, even though it's not relieving pain, it's just extra comfort. Hocha de mishum tsar, in the case of mardas, which is to relieve pain, and therefore to put a mardas on so it shouldn't be too cold, le kolshkin. Of course, that's muta. And Rashi adds here that anything that's done in order to alleviate the pain of an animal, then we assume that it's something which is commonly done. And since it's commonly done, therefore it's not considered a burden for the animal. Continues the Gemara, Shmuel Omar. Shmuel argues with Rav and says, Mardas mutar. You're allowed to put on the mardas to alleviate the pain of the animal, that it should not be too cold. Traskel osa. But you're not allowed to put this feeding basket round the neck of an animal, because that's not to alleviate its pain, that's just for added tainug, and therefore it's osa. Ozal Reb Chiya bar Yosef omre l'shmaita de Rav kamei de Shmuel. Reb Chiya bar Yosef told Shmuel that Rav allowed even traskel. Omale, Shmuel responded, Yehocha Omar Abba, if Rav, who was fondly known by the name of Abba, lo yoda b'mili de Shabbato v'lo iklum. If Rav held that way, then there's something in Hilchas Shabbos that he was obviously not aware about. Continues the Gemara, Kisolik Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira came from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Reb Binyamin bar Yefes de Yosef v'ko'omale Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. He saw Rabbi Yomin bar Yefes sitting, and he told him, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Noisnin mardas al gabe chamoir b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a mardas onto a chamoir on Shabbos. Similar to what we saw before, that Rabbi Issi bar Nosson said it was mutter to put a mardas on, and we are understood that Rav also holds that way, that he says that you're allowed to put on a maradas, and it's a kal v'chomer, he even allows traskel. And now we see that Rabbi Yochanan also held that one is allowed to put a maradas on a chamoir on Shabbos, not to go out into Rosh Hashanah with it, but in order for it not to be too cold, to go round with it in a chotza. Omar Lei, he said to him, Yashur, It's true. You're right. V'chein tirgumo eryoich b'bovel. The king, referring to Shmuel. Shmuel was referred to like a king because he was a very big expert in civil laws. We know that the halacha is always like Shmuel in dinim, and therefore he was called a king. And so he told him that Eryoich, this king, Shmuel in Bavel, also says like you that you're allowed to put a maradas onto a chamor on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Eryoich Manu, who is Eryoich? Shmuel. It's Shmuel, as we explained. Ask the Gemara of Orav Nami Omra, why are you saying that the reason that what you said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that you're allowed to put maradas onto chamor on Shabbos, is following the opinion of Shmuel, it's equally following the opinion of Rav. They were not arguing on whether you can put in a maradas. They are arguing whether you can use a traskel on Shabbos, whether you can put a traskel, which is just for added pleasure and luxury, onto an animal. Elo shomei dava mesayim be ve'ein toilin traskel b'Shabbos. He heard that Rabbi Yochanan also held that you're not allowed to put on a traskel on Shabbos, and therefore he said, "Omar le Yasher, you're right. V'chein tirgmo eryoich b'bavel, because it was Shmuel who holds that a traskel is osa, but maradas is muta." Says the Gemara, says the Kule Alma Mias. But at the end of the day, we see here that also Shmuel and also Rabbi Yochanan, they both hold that maradas is muta. You're allowed to put on a maradas onto a chamor on Shabbos. Maishno meukuf. Why is it different to an ukuf that we saw in the Braisa? You're not allowed to take off an ukuf on Shabbos. And it's true that we said before that there's an opinion of Rav, and Rav says that you are allowed to, or it seems that Rav holds that you are allowed to, but that's only Rav who was able to argue with a Braisa. But the Braisa says that with an ukuf you should not take it off on Shabbos. And these Amiroim, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, they're arguing with that Braisa. The Braisa says you're not allowed to take off an ukuf, so why should you be allowed to put on a maradas? Says the Gemara, Shan Yehosam De'efshe De'nofil Memela, that within case of the ukuf, that you want to take the ukuf off, why take it off with your hands? Take it for a walk. It will walk up and down the chotza. It will fall off on its own. It's not necessary to take off the ukuf with your hands. However, putting on a maradas, that's something that cannot happen on its own, and therefore you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa gives a different explanation why taking off an ukuf should be osa and putting on a maradas should be muta. Kan, regarding putting on the maradas, lechamamoitz, in order to heat up the animal. Kan, but taking off the ukuf, litzanano, is to cool it down. Lechamamo is leitzara. If it's too cold and you want to warm it up, then being too cold for the animal is a tsar. It's painful for the animal. Letzanano less lo tsara. But if an animal is very hot because it's been carrying a burden, it's carrying an ukuf, you want to relieve it from its heat, and therefore you want to take off the ukuf, there's no such thing. An animal does not need to, you never need to cool down an animal. V'hainu domri inchi, that's what people say. Chamra filo betkufas tamuz karira lo. A donkey, even in the hot summer months of Tammuz, it stays cold, or it cools down on its own, and therefore there's no reason to take off the ukuf. Continues the Gemara Meisvei we saw in a Braisa. Lo yetze asus bezonov shu'ol. A horse should not go out on Shabbos with the tail of a fox, and that they used to put that hanging between the eyes of a horse in order to save them from ayin hara. V'leiba zahariris, and nor is he allowed to go out with some type of decoration, shebein einov, between its eyes. V'lo yetze hazov bekis sheloi, somebody who's a zov, somebody who's wearing a pouch in order to see whether he's a zov. We learned about this at length on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Then a zov is not allowed to go out with this pouch on Shabbos. V'lo izim bekis shebedadim, nor is our goats allowed to go out with a pouch covering their udders. V'lo poro b'machzim b'chasum shebepia, a cow is not allowed to go out with a muzzle over its mouth. V'lo siochim, and colts, male horses, are not allowed to go out b'traskelin shebepiem, with feed bags over their mouths. L'Rushus HaRabim and L'Rushus HaRabim, and others take out the words L'Rushus HaRabim because all these halachas are referring to going out with them into L'Rushus HaRabim. V'lei behema besandal shebaragleo, an animal is not allowed to go out with a shoe on its foot. They would put metal shoes on their feet in order that their feet should not get hurt from the stones. V'lei bekamia, nor is an animal allowed to go out with an amulet, a type of charm that's got something inscribed in it to help it stay, to get better, to help it stay well. Afal pi shumumcha, even though it's been proven to be effective. Vezu chaymer bebehema mibaadam. And this is a halacha which is more stringent by animals than by people. And we'll soon see what that means. On what halacha is this going on? Is it going on the amulet or is it going on the shoes? Aval yetzahu, but an animal is allowed to go out be'eged shalgabe hamaka, with a bandage on a wound, or be'kshishin shalgabe hashever, and with a splint on a fracture, or be'shilyo hamaduldelespo, and with a placenta dangling from it, u'peikikin lo zug be'tzavara, and providing that you stop up the bell round its neck, you're allowed to go out u'mateyelesimei be'chotza, you're allowed to walk with it in a chotza. And the question is why you're not allowed to go out with it even to Rosh HaRabim, and that's something that's going to be discussed on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. So this is the end of the Braisa. Ktonimius, we saw in this Braisa, V'loi siyochin betraskelin shebepiem, the Rosh HaRabim. The siyochin, these male horses, are not allowed to go out with the feed bags around their mouths. And says the Gemara, L'Rosh HaRabim hu deloi, you're not allowed to go out into Rosh HaRabim with such a feedback. But in a chotza, shapir domi, you're allowed to put such a feed bag onto the siyachin, onto these horses, and go and walk around with it in the chotza. My love, bigadolim, we're assuming that this is talking about big adult horses, and since they're big horses, umishum tainug, there's no good reason to put a feed bag over its mouth to alleviate its pain. It's not painful for it to bend down and to eat from the floor. It's just in order it should be extra pleasure for it. That's called mishum tainug. So you see here clearly in the Braisa that you're allowed to put a traskel onto the mouth of a horse, even though it's letainug. And this is not like Shmuel that said before that you're not allowed to put a traskel onto an animal on Shabbos, because it's extra effort. It's not in order to alleviate any pain, and it's just letainug, and Shmuel said it's asa. Here we have a braisa that says it's muta. Says the Gemara Loi. The braisa is not talking about the big horses, it's talking about biktanim, with small horses, or mishum tsar. In order to alleviate pain, because the small horse whose neck is not really long enough yet to bend down and stretch all the way to the floor, and therefore to make it easier for the animal to eat and not be in pain, we are allowed to put a one of these feed bags around its mouth. But in a case where it's just letainug, even the braisa would agree that it's osa. Daikanami, and proof to this, diktoni, because in the braisa, the halacha of is written next to Dumya de Kmiya. It's written next to the halacha of going out with an amulet. And the only time where one would wear an amulet, a Kmiya, is when the animal is sick in order to make it better. So we're comparing the two, and they're both in order to relieve pain, and therefore it's muta and not latainuk shma mino, and that's the proof from the braisa. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar, v'loy b'kamia she'afal pishu mumcha. We saw in that braisa on Omad Aleph that an animal is not allowed to go out with an amulet into Rosh HaRabim, even if the amulet has been proven to be effective. Asks the Gemara v'anantanan. We're going to learn in a Mishnah later on, v'loy b'kamia she'enay mumcha, that a person is not allowed to go out with an amulet which has not been proven to be effective. Ha mumcha shapir domi. But if it's proven to be effective, then he is allowed to go out with it. Says the Gemara, Hocha nami she'enay mumcha. Over here, in this braisa that says that the animal is not allowed to go out with an amulet, with a kmiya, it's talking about an amulet which has not been proven to be effective. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand. It said explicitly in the braisa, it's also to go out with an amulet, even if it's been proven to be effective. Says the Gemara, no, what it means is as follows. Mumcha le'odam ve'ene mumcha le'behema. We're talking about, even though it's been proven to be effective for man, you're not allowed to go out, an animal's not allowed to go out with it, because it's not yet been proven to be effective for an animal. And therefore, he's not allowed to go out with it. Asks the Gemara, mi'ika mumcha le'odam ve'loyava mumcha le'behema. Is there any reasonable reason to believe and to assume that an amulet was proven to be effective for man should not be effective for an animal? Says the Gemara, in yes, there's reason to differentiate between them. Odom de isle mazla, man that has muzzle, mesayele, then the muzzle is helping him, and therefore, together with the kamia, the person got healed. Behema de lesli mazla, behema that does not have a muzzle, lo mesayele. Therefore, the muzzle cannot help it. So it could be that this amulet only worked for a person and did not work for an animal. And we'll see more about this muzzle for an odom on Daf Kuf Nun Vav. Says the Gemara, Ihocha mai ze choymer bebehema mi beodom. So it seems from here that from all these, from the Braisa and from the Mishnah later on, that both man and animal are allowed to go out with an amulet that's been proven to be effective. A man, it's been proven for men, an animal, if it's been proven for an animal. And in both of them, if it's not been proven to be effective, you're not allowed to go out with it. So why does the Braisa say here that this is a chumrah, it's more stringent by Odom than by Behema? Says the Gemara, Misavras akamia koi, asandal koi. These few words in the Braisa that says that that v'zu chaymer b'behema mi ba'odom is not going back on the amulet, on the kamiya. It's going back on the halacha of going out with a shoe. An animal may not go out with a shoe because the shoe may fall off, and the owner will pick up the shoe and carry it in Rishus Harabim. And this is a chumrah by behema that we don't have by Odom. With Odom, he is allowed to go around out with shoes in the Rishus Harabim, and we're not afraid that the shoe's going to fall off and he's going to carry the shoe. Somehow, either it won't fall off, and if it does fall off, he'll manage to put it back on his foot without carrying it in his hands. Continues the Gemara, Toshima. Sochin, one is allowed to anoint, and one's allowed to scrape a scab l'odom, for an odom on Shabbos, for a person, and you're not allowed to anoint or scrape a scab from an animal. My love, it says the Gemara, can we not assume that it's talking about ikamaka? He's got a wound, umishum tsar, an animal's in pain, and nonetheless, you're not allowed to relieve that pain by anointing it and by scraping this and by scraping away the scab. If so, we see here that you're not allowed to do something on Shabbos to an animal, even to relieve its pain. And this is again a question on Shmuel that said that you are allowed to relieve pain. And the truth is, it's a question on Rav as well. Rashi says this question is on Rav and on Shmuel, because they both say you're allowed to put a maradas on an animal to relieve its pain. So if so, why are you not allowed to anoint an animal, and why are you not allowed to scrape its scab? Says the Gemara, Loi. We're not talking about that he's still in pain. We're talking about Dugomar Maka, the Maka is totally healed. Umishum Tainug, and the reason that one would do that is just for extra pleasure. For man, for person, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. But for a behema, you're not allowed to exert yourself to do this for a behema on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara Toshima, Behema she'ochzo dam, an animal that has congestion of blood and is sick, ein mamidin oisa b'mayim b'shvir she'titzdanin. You're not allowed to put it into water to cool it down, and that obviously relieves its pain. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So you see here again that even to relieve its pain, it's also on Shabbos. And again, it's a question on Rav and Shmuel. And the Braisa carries on. Odom she'ochzoidam, however, a man who has a congestion of blood and is in pain, ma'midin oisei b'mayim, b'shul she'itzdanin, you're allowed to put him, he's allowed to go into cold water in order to relieve his pain. So this is a question on both Rav and Shmuel. Omer Ullah, Ullah gives an answer. Gezeira mishum shchika samamonim. Since this seems to be a type of medical procedure, we know that there's a halacha that one is not allowed to engage in any medical procedure on Shabbos, because you might get confused and think that you're allowed to even prepare medicines, even though it involves grinding the herbs and the other ingredients of the medicines, and that's severely also on Shabbos. To avoid that, the Chachomim said, you're never allowed to engage in any medical procedure on Shabbos. And since going into water to cool down the animal is considered a medical type of procedure, therefore, it's also. Asks the Gemara, Yehocha Adam Namim. So if an Adam has this condition, why is the Adam allowed to go into cold water? The Gzeir of Shchika Samamonim was said on Adam as well. Answers the Gemara, Adam Nira Kameikar. The man, he's going into a cold pool, so it could look like he's cooling himself down just because he's hot. And the Chachamim only made their gzeira that you're not allowed to be involved with a medical procedure if it's a type of procedure that you only ever do for medical reasons. But if you're doing something that happens to be medically good, it happens to be healing, but it could also be done and is also done by normal healthy people, there's no gezeira of shchika samamonim, and therefore Adam is mutter. Asks the Gemara, Ihacha behema nami nira kameikar. Why can you not put the animal in the cold water, and it looks like you're just cooling down the animal? Says the Gemara, ein meikar lebehema. It's not common at all to cool down, to do anything to cool down an animal. And therefore, everybody can see that you're engaging in some medical type of procedure, and that's also on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Ule behema migals rinon. When trying to save a behema, do we have these gzeiras? Are we worried? We're going to bring proof now that when there's a risk of a hefsed, of losing an animal or of loss to an animal, then we are not afraid that the person may do something that is going to be asa, and we allow him to save his animal. Vatanya we saw in the Braisa, Hoyso imedes chutz l'tchum. If a person's animal is standing outside the tchum, and the person cannot go and get the animal because the person is not allowed to go beyond 2,000 amos, he's not allowed to go outside the tchum, it's also midrabanon. Nonetheless, he's allowed to call the animal that the animal should come back towards him. And we're not worried that the owner is going to go out to the animal and bring it back. So you see that in order to save the animal, that you're allowed to call the animal back in, and we're not worried you're going to go out. So here too, the animal is sick, it's orzodam, then why don't we allow him to cool it down? And we shouldn't be worried that maybe the owner is going to transgress the issa of shchika samamonim. Omar Avina, you're right. But here we're talking about a different case. Kegoyin shehoyo tchum shelo muvla b'toich tchum sheloi. The truth is that we are geyser. We are always geyser, even to save an animal. You're asking here how to understand this braisa. This braisa is talking about where there's no issa whatsoever for the owner of the animal to go to the animal. Because it's true that the animal itself is not allowed to come back to the owner because for whatever reason, the tchum of the animal stops where it is not allowed to come closer, because when Shabbos came in, this animal was together with the roya, with the one that was looking after the animal, much further away. And for that reason, you're only allowed to call the animal, you're not actually allowed to take the animal to you, because you're not allowed to, with your hands, take the animal out of its tchum. But you're allowed to call the animal, and we're not worried that you're going to go to the animal, because even if you go to the animal, we're talking about that as far as the owner is concerned, where the animal is standing now, it's still within his tchum. So even if he goes to the animal, it will be mutter. That's why he's allowed to call the animal. But indeed, if the animal was outside the tchum of the owner, it could be that we would say it's osa. In the same way as shchika samamonim, we do not let you cool down the animal because gzeira, that you might come to grind the ingredients of other medication. That's what it means, that shahoya tchum shelo muvla b'toich tchum sheloi, that the animal, the end of the tchum of the animal, is within the tchum of the owner, and therefore there would not be an issue with him going to fetch the animal. The reason that the owner is not allowed to go there and actively pull the animal towards him is for that reason, because the animal is not allowed to really go outside the animal's tchum, and coming to the owner is beyond the animal's tchum. But the owner is allowed to call the animal to come back to him, even if that would mean that the animal is going to go outside of its own tchum. That's how Rashi discusses it and explains it here. We don't need to go into that sugya anymore now. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok says, Shchika samimonim gufa tanoihi. The whole gezeira of shchika samimonim, and the Rishonim seem to say here that it's talking about for an animal. The whole gezeira of not doing something to help an animal, even though it looks like a medical procedure, because of gezeiras shchika samimonim, is machlokes tanoim. It's not everybody agrees with it. The Tanya, behemo she'ochlo karshinin, if an animal ate too much karshinin, and now his whole digestive system is blocked up, lo yaritzeno b'chotzer, you're not allowed to make it run in the chotzer, b'shul she'tisrape, in order for his bowels to become looser. That's the Tanakama. Reb Oishia matir. Reb Oishia says it's mutter, because in the case of saving an animal, there is no gzeira of shchika samamonim. And therefore, don't ask me a question from the Braisa that why in one place does it say that behema she'och zodam ein mamidin oisa b'mayim b'shul she'titztanin, and in the Braisa it says that you're allowed to save the animal even though the animal is outside the tchum. You know that there's a machlokes tanoim about this. So two Braisas, there's a machlokes tanoim, and we're fine with that. Dorash Rava Alocha Kreboishia. Rava says the Alocha is like Kreboishia. Kreboishia says it's Mutter, and therefore, according to Kreboishia, it would also be Mutter to put an animal into cold water on Shabbos. Because according to Kreboishia, that Braisa is talking about, is according to the Tana that says that there is gzeiras shchika samimonim by an animal. But since the halacha is like Rabbi Oishia, that there's no gzeiras shchika samimonim by an animal, if so, even in the halacha of Och Zodam, it'll be mutter to cool an animal down on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Omar mar lo yotzo hazov b'kis sheloi. Lo yetze hazov b'kis sheloi. A zov is not allowed to go out with a pouch, which he's holding in order to check that he's not either becoming a zov, or whether he's a Zov of 2 days, a Zov of 3 days, or in order to make sure that his clothes stay clean. We've discussed all this on Daf Yud Aleph. V'loy izim b'kis shebedadein, nor are goats allowed to go out with a pouch on their udders. That's what we saw. Asked the Gemara of Atanya, we saw in the Braisa, yaitzes izim b'kis shebedadein, that goats are allowed to go out with a pouch on their udders. And that's contrary to the braisa we just saw now, that izim, that goats are not allowed to go out with these pouches. So we're going to have a few answers. Omar of Yehuda, loy kashya, ha de mihadik, ha de loy mihadik. Where it says that it's muta is talking about when it was very, very firmly fixed, and therefore it's part of the animal, and there's no risk of it falling down. And therefore, there's no risk of the owners picking it up and walking with it in Rosh Hashanah. Hod loy mehadik. When it's also is when it's not fixed properly. If it's not fixed properly, then even in the event that you assume that it's not called a burden, it could fall down. And if it falls down, the owner may carry it in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's also. Rav Yosef Omar. Rav Yosef argues with Rav Yehuda and says, Tanoi shoklus me'alma. You've got a steer and a braisa. In one braisa it says the goats are allowed to go out with these pouches, and in one braisa it says he's not. And you're trying to explain that they're not really arguing. Here it's talking about when it was firmly fixed, and here not. Do you not know that there's a machlekes tanoim? And therefore one braisa is following one tana, and another braisa is following another tana. Tanoihi, what's the machlekes tanoim? Ditnan. We learned in a Mishnah, and that's our Mishnah we learned on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Ho'izim Yoitzois Tzurois. The Tanakama, which is Reb Meir, hold that goats are allowed to go out Tzurois with their udders with a pouch on them. Reb Yosi Oiser Bekulon Chutz Min Arachelois Hakvunois. Reb Yosi says it's also for the goats to go out with the pouches. He says that all the things mentioned in the Mishnah there are also besides for the Recheilis Hakvunois, which we'll see later in the Gemara. But either way, we see here clearly, according to Reb Meir the Tanakama, it's mutter to go out with the pouches, for the goats, and Rabbi Yossi says it's also. So when you have two braises, one saying muta, one saying also, it's very straightforward. One is Rabbi Meir, the other one is Rabbi Yossi. And the Mishnah happens to carry on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer izim yotzeis tzuros liyabesh avloi lecholiv. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that it depends. If the pouches are there in order to dry out the udders, that there should no longer be any milk with them, and that's helping the animal become stronger, because when an animal is making milk, it weakens it, and therefore it's for the sake of the animal, it's not called a burden, and therefore it's mutter. But if you're putting on the pouch in order to save the milk, then it's a burden for the animal. Rashi even adds that you're carrying the milk, and that's an issue on its own. And therefore, there's a difference between why the pouch is there. But at this point, what the Gemara is doing, what Rav Yosef is doing, is saying that the two braises that seem to be arguing, one is Rav Meir, one is Rav Yosi. Rav Yosef adds on and says that if you dafka want to say that both braises are the same opinion, then don't say that they both hold, like the Rav Meir, the Tanakhama, that they are allowed to go out, and the braise that says they're not allowed to go out is because it's not been tied properly. No. If you already want the two braises to be one opinion, then you should say it's Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says that Havahar Rabbi Yehuda v'loi kasha kan liyabish kan lechaliv. The braise that says it's muta is talking about that the pouches are there in order to dry out the udders, and the braise that says it's also is when the pouches are there in order to save the milk. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda Maisa beizim beis Antuchia, the goats from the home of Antuchia shahoyu daden gasin, they had very large udders. And they were dragging low down, and they could get scratched. V'asulen kisim, and they put pouches on them, kadei shelo yisratu daden, in order that their udders should not become scratched. And that's clearly in order to protect the animal, and it's muta on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Maise be'echod, there was a story of this person, Shameiso Ishtoi, his wife passed away, ve'inicho ben linoik. And he had a little child that was still nursing, and now he had no one who was going to nurse the child. He could not afford to pay somebody to feed, to nurse his baby. A miracle happened. His two breasts became similar to those of a woman, and he nursed his child. Rav Yosef says, look how great this person must have been, shenase lo ines kazeh, that Hashem made such a miracle for him. Omar le Abaya, Abaya said, no, adarabba, kama gorua odom zeh, this person is inferior, shenishtanu lo yisudre breishis, that Hashem had to change the natural order of creation for this person. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Yehuda, boy urei kama koshim mezeinosof shel odom. See how difficult it is, so to speak, to give a person his parnasa, his sustenance, his food. Shenishtanu alof sidrei bereishis, that Hashem changed the order of nature, of creation, for this person. Omer of Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Teida, I'll give you even proof to that. De misrachish nisa. We've seen very often that Hashem does miracles for people. But it's very rare that Hashem creates something new in order to feed a person. And since that had to happen here, you see that koshin mezeinosof shel adam, that preparing sustenance, so to speak, involves a greater difficulty, so to speak, than anything else. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbonon Maise ba'odom echad. There's a story of this person, shenoso isho gidemes. He married a woman who didn't have a hand. One of her hands was severed. Until the day she passed away, he didn't even realize her hands, that she didn't have one of her hands. Omar Rav, boyurei kamotznua ishazu. Look how modest this woman was. Shelehikir bo bailo, that she was constantly covered appropriately, and he couldn't even tell that she was missing a hand. Omar lirabchia. Rav Chiya said, "Zu darko bekach." It's not such a virtue for her, because it's natural for a woman to cover herself, and especially if she has what to hide. Elo kamot snua odom zeh. We see how modest this man is, shalahikir beishtoi, that he went through life and he was so modest that he did not reveal that his wife was missing a hand. Continues the Gemara. Zechorim, male sheep known as rams, yoitzin levuvin. They're allowed to go out levuvin. What does that mean? My levuvin. What the words levuvin mean? It sounds like heart, or even two hearts. It's something to do with the lave, but what does it mean? Omerivhuna tutri. It actually means pairs. They're allowed to go in pairs when they are tied together. Two together, two rams together, tied together, are allowed to go out like that on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, my mashma, dehai levuvin lishna dekruvahu. Where do you have any proof or reason to believe that the word levuvi should mean closeness, that we should assume it means going out as a pair, close together? Says the Gemara, dechsiv libavtani achoisi kalo, referring to Klal Yisrael, that libavtani, you have captured my heart, achoisi, my sister, kalo, the bride. So you see that the word libavtani is to do with closeness, and therefore levuvin in the Mishnah is obviously referring to two that are very close together, two rams that are tied together. Ulla Omar. Ulla gives another explanation. He says that levuvin doesn't mean they go out in pairs. It means Omar oir shekoishun lohem keneged libam, that they're allowed to go out on Shabbos with a piece of skin, piece of leather that was tied to their hearts. And why were these pieces of leather tied to their hearts? Kadesh lo yiplu aleim ze'evim, that when these rams would stand up on their back feet, then the wolves that would typically come and bite their hearts and kill them. In order to protect them, they would be the owners would cover the hearts of these rams with these pieces of leather. And those are the levuvin. Asks the Gemara, Ze'evim azchorim nofli anakevis they nofli. The Mishnah says that zechorim, male sheep, the rams, they are the ones that can go out levuvin. It seems that the nakevis, the ewes, they don't have to go out with these pieces of leather, as if to say that the wolves don't attack the female sheep. Says that azchorim nofli anakevis they nofli. Do the wolves only fall on the males and not on the females? Says the Gemara, Meshum de Mazgu Bereisha Idra, because the males, they go at the head of the flock. Uze'evin Bereisha Idra Nofli, Besaif Idra Loi Nofli, the Gemara asks, and wolves, do they only attack the front of the flock and not the back of the flock? Elo Meshum de Shmeini. No, the reason that only males go out with this covering is because the reason that only males are at risk from the wolves is because they are fatter. And the wolves will go for the fatter ones. Ask to the Gemaras, Ubnakevois lekas shmeini, and there are no fatter female sheep, that the wolves will only go to the males. Vesu miyoda bein hani lahani, do the wolves know exactly who's a male, who's a female, where the males are, where the females are? The wolves are coming to attack, and whatever they're going to find, they're going to go for. So why should the males have these protections over their hearts more than the females? Elo mishum de zokfi chutmaihu v'mazgi kidovu, that when they're walking, they're putting their nose high up, looking all over the place, and the wolves are getting afraid that it looks as if these rams are going to attack the wolves, and therefore the wolves would typically try and attack the rams. But the females that don't walk in the herd that way, and therefore they're not at risk, the wolves won't touch them. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok has a third explanation what the word levuvin means. Oiro shekoyshin lehem tachas zachruson, was a piece of skin that they would tie under the genitals of these rams, kadei shelo yalu al hanakevus, that they should not climb onto the female sheep. Mimai, why would you assume that the levuvin are pieces of leather to tie up the genitals of these rams? Why would you think that that's what's going on here? Midikton is safer, since we're going to see later on that harachelim, that the ewes, the female sheep, yoitzes shchuzois, they are allowed to go out shchuzois. And we ask, my shchuzois, what does the word shchuzois mean? She'oichzin ha'al yoshelohen lemalo, that they would hold their tails up on top of them, revealing their private parts, kadesh yalu aleihem zechorim, in order for the male sheep to climb on top of them. And since in the Sefer, where it speaks about the rechelim, yotzeis shchuzos, therefore we assume that in the Reisha is a similar context, and therefore the Reisha, the levuvin, kadesh lo yalu ala nekevos, it's in order that the males should not climb onto the females, and we do this by covering their genitals. The Sefer Kadesh Yalu Aleihem Zechorim, and the Sefer is talking about tying up the tails of the females in order that the Zechorim should climb onto the Nekevois. My Mashma Dehai Shchuzois Lishna De Giloihu. Who told you that Shchuzois, referring to the females, that the Recholim Yotzei Shchuzois, who told you that that means that you're exposing their part, those parts? Lishna De Giloihu. Who says that Shchuzois means exposure? Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vehine, behold, Isholi Krosoi, a woman came towards him, Shis Zoina, and she was exposed in a tip, she exposed herself in a typical, in a way that was typical for a Zoina, Unatsura slave, and the heart is surrounded with evil and with Znus. So you see here that the word Shchuzois, which makes up two words, Shis Zoina, is referring to exposure in this context, and therefore the Shchuzois must mean that the females, their tails are tied up to expose them. And in, from this context, we understand that the Levuvin in the Reisha is that the Zechorim should not climb onto the Nekevos. In Mirat Hashem, in the next Shia, we're going to continue from here.